two Alaska newspapers initially misreported who was eligible to vote in the primary election last week. And it turned out that fewer than 100 votes could have made the difference in some races in one paper's area. The Kenai-based Peninsula Clarion reported on the morning of the primary that voters registered in one of Alaska's official political parties could vote. However, those who are registered as nonpartisan or undeclared also can vote either primary ballot. The Sitka Sentinel misreported that only Republicans could vote in the Republican primary. Sentinel editor and co-publisher Thad Polson says the error was based on information on who is eligible to be candidates.
From reading the sample ballots, which say what parties or what candidates are eligible to be on that ballot, we took that to mean these are the voters who are eligible to vote that ballot. Of course, that isn't correct.
None of the Sitka elections were close, but on the Kenai Peninsula, the Republican race for Senate District O was separated by a single vote at one point on election night. As of today, Senate Majority Leader Peter Michicki leads challenger Ronald Gillum by 72 votes. And in the Republican contest for House District 29, Ben Carpenter still leads Wayne Ogle by only 13 votes. So back to who can vote on what ballot. The two ballots have different rules about that, and the political parties have different rules about who can run on their ballots. The Democratic, Libertarian, and Alaskan Independence parties allow anyone registered to vote to cast a primary ballot. The Democratic Party allows Democrats, undeclared, and nonpartisan candidates to run in its primary. In contrast, the Alaska Republican Party allows registered Republican, nonpartisan, and undeclared voters to cast ballots. Only Republicans can run in its primary. Both the Peninsula Clarion and Sitka Sentinel published corrections. The Clarion posted a correction online the morning of the primary, while the Sentinel published a correction in print the day before the primary. Alaska Division of Elections spokesperson Samantha Miller notes the division provided clear information to the public and to the news media about the primary.
Elections are complex by nature, and each party has their own rules, which is why we do make attempts to make ourselves available to talk with media.
She also says that the rules about who can vote are posted at voting locations.